Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Thank you for joining me, Bradley Dean. Hour two of sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, I want to ask you a really quick question. What would you think if I asked you to fund my mission to teach Spanish in Mexico? Pretty crazy, yeah? For example, Christian giving stats. Check this out. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church in America go to the young people. You heard me right. That's shameful. Wisdom is justified by your children. And look what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the dangers of antidepressants, the games that they're playing, the crimes that the younger generation are committing. Everybody talks about how much this administration is criminal and foolish. But in fact, this administration has enough common sense to go to the younger generation as we watch this administration emulate Mao Zedong, a communist dictator who killed millions and millions and millions and millions of his own people. And how did he do it? He used the young people to overthrow the older generation. Let me give you some examples of how the professed church in America is going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. And by the way, they're more apt to go on mission trips than they are to reach out into their backyards and reach the young people in their own backyards. 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. That makes sense. Going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. What about our kids, friends? What about our younger generation? If we don't sow into that younger generation now and bless them, they're going to be there later on to curse us. Right? Remember what Abraham Lincoln rightly said? He said the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. You're subjecting yourself to your own curse, friends, if you don't bless that generation. 87% of which goes to work being done among the already Christians, $11.4 billion to foreign missions. It's okay if it's building it up. I'm all for that. 12% of the $12.3 trillion that goes into the professed church in America, 12% goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians. 1% among the unevangelized. So 1% of $12.3 trillion is going out to reach the unsaved. Folks, this is all we do on the Sons of Liberty. Next week, we're going to be in North Carolina. I'll be talking in arenas, churches, schools, colleges. I'll be doing a drum clinic. Just doing a lot, friends. You know, it's funny when people say to me, Bradley, you do this for the money. Really, let me just give you a little history. Just let me be real candid with you, if you don't mind. I'm a husband to one, a daddy to five. On the radio shows for sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm the drummer for the international band called junkyardprophet.com, junkyardprophet.com. I preach twice a week, Thursdays and Sundays for the most part. I oversee about 30 people. I'm the bus driver when I want to be, which is more than not, so I can think. I do commentaries across the country twice a week. Every day of my life, I'm down here praying for at least 2 hours in the morning at 6-7 o'clock in the morning because I want to see the God of my forefathers. I want to see his arm revealed because I know that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I've seen him over and over and over again verify and manifest himself unto me and those that I've gone to. I've done 342 high schools in 22 different states. We've had street teams that are out 6 days a week reaching out to the unevangelized. So, friends, we're busy serving the Lord. A good portion of my life, I'm having to turn around and tell my kids to wait. Not feeling sorry for myself, just saying. My wife is a part of everything I do. My children are a part of everything I do. Because I want them to see God in my life. You don't separate or compartmentalize God, friends. He's in everything. So when I'm asking you to support the Sons of Liberty, I'm not asking you to do something or cast your pearls before swine. I'm asking you to cast your seed into good ground. Know me by my fruit. That's all I'm going to say. Please consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Please consider the Sons of Liberty Radio.com so I can get the job done. And the last thing I need to do is turn around and try to figure out how we're going to do the next thing because of funds. And we see the professed church in the building with their brand new million-dollar building projects. They care more about the barracks than they do the people for the most part, easily for the most part. And I'm just asking you to go along with me in fulfilling vision. And what is the end of my vision? Always people seeking and saving that which is lost, to give them the truth that no one else is willing to give them. And it's not my version of truth. It's biblical truth. It's constitutional truth. As a matter of fact, friends, very rarely, rare as hen's teeth, do I ever give you my opinion. But if you ask, I'll give it to you. Folks, we have a documentary called My War. If you'd like to check that out, please go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com. I also got a brand new comic book out there. People love it. Go ahead and see their referrals. You don't have to take my word for it, but I know you do, right? It's called My War. It's a brand new comic book that Danny Bulinati put together. Comic artist for DC Comics and Marvel, second to none. Again, go to youcanruninternational.com. Check out what we've done in high schools. And also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And please consider supporting this ministry. Because, friends, we are busy. Jake's out. The other guy's out in the East Coast right now getting stuff done. Constitutional course stuff going on. So we are out and about. We are busy about the work of the Lord's hands. And friends, guess what? We're looking for more to do. Remember the Bible talks about those that had the gifts. They entered into the joy of the Lord. And the more they sold themselves out to the things of the kingdom of God, the more God gave them. And he who is responsible in little will be responsible and faithful of much. And I just want you to let you know that, folks, we are getting the job done. Not without trials, not without tribulation, and not without persecution. Nope, it all goes hand in glove. Exhorting and confirming the souls of the disciples, through many trials and tribulations do they enter into the kingdom of God. So again, please do consider supporting this ministry. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, I'm going to come back right after this break. I want to talk about two more games that young people are playing today. One is called Operation Pedo Priests. Another one's called Manhunt. And then what I want to do is I want to talk about what Mao Zedong said on November 6, 1938. Because remember how they always go for the guns? I want to talk about gun control really quick after that. And then I want to get over to the George Soros Change.org, their little petition that they've got going against Sons of Liberty here. You got Bradley, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Now, Aaron Alexis, Navy Yard shooter. Remember, again, they first blamed AR-15s. AR-15s were not found there. The next thing they said is he loved violent video games. Talking about them right now. And then we found out that recently he was on antidepressants, of course. But let's go back to violent video games. Manhunt. Players survive the scene's levels by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters. Occasionally with firearms, but primarily by stealthily executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. The rating at the end of each level is largely affected by the gruesomeness of the killings and the speed of completion. Executions are preferred in order to gain a higher score, thus encouraging players to play as viscerally as possible. The player uses a wide variety of weapons, ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in the game. If the player is running out of health, painkillers can be found which replenish health. The player can strike walls or throw items such as bottles, cans, bricks, and severed heads to make noise to distract hunters. Freedom of speech, friends, saith the Supreme Court, who are to be ruled by the same laws that we are. And friends, remind yourselves, please, that they work for you. And no, they can't stay on the bench regardless of their conduct. Read the Constitution. Oh, the American people have been told they can do whatever they want. There's congressional immunity. Or in this particular case, judicial immunity. Really? Who told you that? Oh, okay, so people in government don't have to be ruled by law. Folks, that's the whole purpose they're there, is to enforce the law. What, are we supposed to look at these demigods and they say do as I say, but don't do as I do? No, that's hypocrisy. And the only reason they're there is because the American people are hypocritical, to tolerate hypocrisy amongst our judges. Let me take this in a positive. If you look in the book of Judges, friends, you'll see that God would preserve nations by establishing good judges. Samson was a judge. Moses was a judge. Let's go to the next game, Operation Pedo Priest. Listen to this one, friends. Oh, by the way, did you guys see this? What are your thoughts on this, folks? The Pope saying we don't need to talk about homosexuality and abortion? Oh, he just, you know. Oh, folks, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Homosexuality is an abomination. Ask me, I'll tell you where they're at in the Word. And then ask your little kids what they think of two men being with each other or two women being with each other. He'll look at you and say, well, I wouldn't be here if that was the case. No, because it contradicts nature itself, doesn't it? The laws of nature and nature's God. Man, that sounds like the declaration of any creator where we derive our rights. Oh, that sounds familiar. Let's say it this way, common sense. And what does Scripture say? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise and common sense. And isn't it interesting that a child is used as the model of heaven? Operation Pedo Priest. You play the role of a cardinal in the Catholic Church who commits the sin of lust. These are games that young people are playing, friends. And molests children. This is the game. The goal is to be sure not to get caught when committing the sin and make sure the eunuchs, which worked as your silencers, intimidate any witnesses from reporting you to the authorities if you commit a crime against a child. If worse comes to worse and you get caught, you can then get a helicopter rescue, which takes you to the Vatican so you don't have to be punished by the state law because, say if the game, God only is your judge. You're exactly right. And let me tell you how he judges that. Read Exodus 22 for those that violate children. Whew, not a good place. The fatherless, namely. Not a good place to put yourself. Wasn't it Jesus that said it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones? Yep, it was. Yuppers, it was. Oh, that's a thing of the past. Nope. That has not changed. Will the judge of all the earth do that which is right? Absolutely, he will. He has, and he is. Matter of fact, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Matter of fact, when you read Ezekiel 36, friends, he said he would put his spirit within you and you shall keep his statutes and his judgments to do them. Isaiah 56, blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times. And why wouldn't we, especially when Psalm 9:16 brings forth the answer that God is known by the judgments in which he executes? Of course. So we're talking about Aaron Alexis, Navy Yard shooter, loved violent games. Next thing we found out, he's mentally ill, and of course he was on antidepressants, which I said, and I knew, and I forecasted that several days before they found out, because it goes hand in glove as to what I've seen in public schools across the country. And but friends, what was the first thing, question mark, what was the first thing they went for? They went for the guns. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. In other words, disarm the people. And then we're the only ones left standing with arms. How ironic, those that are calling for gun control are those who want the gun so they can have the control. Of course! It is of interest to the American people to take note of those that they entrust to serve you. We are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yet time and time again in this country, we have leaders in governments, representatives in government who put on the guise of patriotism, which means to do just the exact opposite of what a politician does. And that is to magnify the laws of our republic, not to tear them down. And then they turn out to be the criminal in garb. That's why we're to judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says. Folks, we see all these anti-gun mayors, and we found out that these anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves. Guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes as, get ready for this, tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury. And one demigod mayor was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Yes, I said a demigod mayor was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. They think they're above the law, friends. Folks, these crimes that these anti-gunners in governments are convicted of suggest that they are public enemies rather than public servants. No wonder why they want to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. These politicians know full well that where the citizenry operates and the rights given to them without government interference, namely the right to bear arms, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, crime diminishes, of course. And with mud on their face, they know when they interfere with the rights of the people to bear arms, crime skyrockets. Kennesaw, Georgia, created a policy requesting all citizens to arm themselves. So they did. One crime committed from an outside citizen in 12 years. A major outlet went to the outskirts of Kennesaw, Georgia, and they went into a prison and they asked four criminals what they thought of Kennesaw, Georgia. They said, "We knew to stay away from Kennesaw, Georgia because they were an armed people." That's right, America. That's why you have not been attacked in 237 years, because you are an armed people. And by the way, this government knows that. So you got to ask yourself the question after September 11th, why would your government ask you to give up your rights? I think it's very telling. Folks with mud on their face, they know when again they interfere with the right to bear arms, crime skyrockets. And what we see in some of today's politicians, they're magnifying the crimes that they are placed in office to prevent. Let me say that again. What we see today in today's politicians, they're magnifying the crimes rather than to prevent the crimes. They allow the crime to be promoted through entertainment, and when the crime is committed, as to what we're talking about with Aaron Alexis, the crime is permitted through entertainment, and when the crime is committed, they are then hoping to grab away the guns. Yes, and who's teaching them how to commit the crimes? Because the American people don't stand up and put the kibosh on Hollywood. Hollywood teaches the young people how to commit the crimes, and there are their buddies, the politicians, working for a UN global agenda called gun control, so they can snuff out anybody that gets in their way. Of course, hey, listen, friends, if that wasn't the case, how about we go back to the UN, which has no business in the United States of America, though the American people are responsible for the UN through World War II. They attempted it through World War I with Wilson Woodrow, a League of Nations. That didn't work out very well. But isn't it interesting that they're right there to take away the guns? Yet, when we pull the curtain back out from these politicians, we find out that they themselves have guns. Wow, how's that? Hey, UN, why don't you drop your guns first? How's that sound? I think that's a good idea.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I was talking about right before the break, isn't it interesting that the UN is trying to round up all the guns? Isn't it interesting the way they keep the peace? You know how they keep the peace, friends? Let me tell you. They use high-powered guns, M16s, AK-47s, missiles, tanks, bombs. Man is smart. But they tell you that you need to disarm. You're supposed to trust them. Article 2, a well-regulated militia. That's you, 17 to 44 years old, if you are a male. Check federal code, friends. But see how the state-run media tries to demonize the militia? You are the militia. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. And by the way, good government would embrace militia, not demonize it. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated. I get it. The Bill of Rights is a bunch of bills that tell the governments the thou shall not. Like, get off. Hey, the whole purpose of government is to ensure our rights, not to violate them. So, friends, when you see the fiend stains, Mrs. Frankenstein out in California there, what she's still doing there, I have no idea, holding up guns and saying, look at how bad these are. Well, then why are your buddies armed? Why are you armed? Matter of fact, friends, even go back to Columbine High School, right after Columbine, friends, remember Rosie O'Donnell got on the bandwagon and said, whoever owns a gun needs to go to prison. Shortly thereafter, they found out that Rosie O'Donnell's bodyguard actually applied for a gun permit to protect Rosie. See, it's okay for them to have it, but us peasants, friends, no. See, these people forgot and they forget who they work for, you and me. Not in her particular case. Hey, but one guy did catch on to Rosie's hypocrisy immediately. You know what he did? He came up with a tire cover. You know what it said on this tire cover? He put it on the back of his van. He said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. I didn't say that, but is it true? Hey, Rosie, how about we get a spoon ban going? I'm not being smart. I'm having a little fun with it, of course. I hope that tickles some of you. Blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. You know, to her credit, she did recant. Let me get back to this point, though. I was talking about how politicians are magnifying the crimes that they are placed in office to prevent. Don't forget that. They know as well as, hey, friends, when you see those jokers walking around with proudly disarmed little buttons on their shirt, they're asking for a criminal to walk in and rob them. I walked into a restaurant in Missouri one time doing assemblies across the country, and I seen guns banned here. I walked in, and I said to the girl at the register, I said, you know what you're telling criminals, don't you? She said, yes, rob us. That's exactly right. But since criminal politicians refuse to look at history, which can be at the present our greatest teacher, it is very clear that the gun banners know exactly what they are attempting to do. Of course they do. Put the Second Amendment in the crosshairs. No, friends. Looking back as to who committed murder in the largest degree, guess who? Folks, it was the government. Dictator Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, Idi Amin, so on and so forth. And time again, it has been a corrupt government that is responsible for the mass murder of its own people under the deceptive guise of gun control, all of which the said dictators implemented. And keep in mind, these people promised their citizens protection and freedom upon the forfeiture of their guns. Friends, how many times, I ask, does history need to repeat itself? How many times does history need to repeat itself before people finally figure out how this works? Mass murderer Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk on April 11, 1942 said, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. In other words, those that didn't agree with his political ideology. Friends, pay attention to what I'm telling you. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by so doing, said the criminal mass murderer Adolf Hitler, the funny little guy with the mustache that guised himself under the garb of Christianity, by the way. Hitler's youth were the church group youth groups in Germany. Hitler goes on, indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sin qua non, Latin, for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. No, let's have the brown shirts. Let's have them go out and commit the crimes. And then what we'll do is we'll decry the crime. And we'll come in and take control. Yep, that's how it works. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others, dissidents who didn't agree with Adolf Hitler, 6 million of them that were murdered were of his own people. The others were Jews and gypsies who were unable to defend themselves. They were rounded up and exterminated. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. It was also this man, this criminal, this devil incarnate, that said he could have never killed millions and millions and millions of his own people had they not disarmed. Of course not. Gun sales have skyrocketed since this criminal administration has taken office. 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control from 1929 to 1953. About 20 million dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up, and of course they were exterminated. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, by the way, he used a democracy to overthrow a republic. He used the younger generation to overthrow the older generation. It's exactly what this administration is attempting to do. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. Of course! China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. P.S. Folks, don't forget about China and Russia. We found just the other day that China is now in California able to fly their flag. outside of a mayor's residence, his governmental residence. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, "I did not want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world." I bet you do, you devil. Isaiah 14, read it. Satan wanted to ascend his throne above God's. And he goes on and he said, "And that is why I do not let any superpower control me." Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 professed Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Friends, by the way, not only have we seen this administration arm drug dealers in Mexico, radical Muslims through Benghazi, we're now finding out that this administration is arming radical Muslims, terrorists, to exterminate Christians. Go to freedomoutpost.com, freedomoutpost.com. This is brand new news. Folks, I want to say this. Our forefathers did not arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from those who were doing the hunting. Namely, the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all of the other rights given unto us by our Creator. See, the Second Amendment, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, ensures our First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. That would be free speech. And the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible, of course, they used as their bedrock for civil law, called the Mosaic Institution, common law. Check out Charles D. Montesquieu, check out John Locke, and check out William Blackstone. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government of the people. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals. The civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e. they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. And George Washington rightly said he would have been our first president. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference, of course. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Of course, friends. Of course. I'm almost there again. I'm thinking about talking like a horse right now. A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, unless the horse, of course, is a famous Mr. Kid. What do you think of that? I got my little five-year-old boy in here watching me right now. He's got to be thinking his daddy is just, well, off kilter at times. Trying to have a little fun, but talking about some serious stuff. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You got me in Hizzy. My little Hizzy is in here with me. Folks, check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the internet, you can also call in. Last segment coming up, boy, that flew, 1-877-807-9977. Come on, let me get a brave one here. Let me get a brave one.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wow. Well, the hot topic today, friends, is people throughout the country are trying to defund Obamacare. No, really what our hot topic should be today is the American people gathering together like the bikers did not too long ago to shut down the small numbers of the radical Muslims that attempted to show up in number, but they just couldn't find enough people. Remember, the Saul Alinsky tactic is to make people think that you're a lot more bigger in number, population, than what you really are. Yep. Get it? Huh. But they're talking about defunding Obamacare. What they should be doing is impeaching Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration. Come on, let's just call it for what it is. But anyways, what I wanted to get to was this. The Soros campaign to shut me down. WorldNet Daily. Commentary. Bradley Dean, that would be me. Folks, these people love to pull your hair, smack you in the face, assault you and your livelihood, and then they have the audacity to cry victim. A petition started by St. Paul resident Michael Chergosky claims that you can run, but you cannot hide my high school program. Dean's youth ministry is divisive and should not be invited to the state fair. However, it ignored a multitude of praise from young people. Of course, that's right. Right? Yep. Oh, folks, did I tell you, talking about the campaign, the George Soros campaign, the international criminal, George Soros, his outlet, change.org, put a little hit on my ministry at the state fair. WCCO, an affiliate of CBS, zeroed in on my ministry booth out of the thousands that were there and said that we heard there was protest, that you guys are on a hate group list. Well, we couldn't find the protesters. And by the way, this Michael Chergosky, we went to his website and found that there was only a handful of people that actually signed up for the petition, exposed Mr. Michael Chergosky. And we also found out after calling the state fair that Michael Chergosky Chergosky is actually fiend himself as one where he said he worked with the Minnesota State Fair, when in fact when we called the Minnesota State Fair, a friend of mine did, we found out that he has nothing to do with the Minnesota State Fair. See, this is how they operate, friends, through deceptive measures. But they put a hit on my ministry anyways. Well, they said that you're on a hate group list. hate group list. Southern Poverty Law Center, are you talking about that group that polarizes groups that don't agree with their ideology? Or hey, don't ask me, just ask Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, by the way, the founder, Morris Dees, used to support the Ku Klux Klan. That organization, Southern Poverty Law Center, used to support the Ku Klux Klan, those that would violate black folks down south. But once he found there was no money in there, he had to find another victim status, so now he's working for the homosexuals. Listen to what Mark Potok said, a spokesperson for Southern Poverty Law Center. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Change.org, George Soros-funded outlet, puts a hit on my ministry. How's that working out for you guys? His letter goes as follows. I was surprised to see at the state fair representing You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. It's a youth ministry based in Minnesota that has received criticism from a number of different people, including state representatives like Dean Zellers. By the way, he's running for governor. Folks, I have never seen a greater hypocrite coward in all of my life. Kurt Zellers. Hey, folks, he's high on himself. Clark, who is a lesbian, Morrow, who's now in Chicago, and Dibble, who's a self-proclaimed homosexual, Rachel Maddow, the Minnesota Catholic Conference, well, we just seen what the Pope said, the Minnesota State College Republican Board, which is now a part of our ministry, by the way, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has designated Dean's ministry as a hate group. Hey, folks, you know the circle of people that I run with? Just so you know, on a national level, if you're not on their hate group list, you're not a part of the club. It's an honor to these people. It shows the American people that you're going to be hated for the purposes of loving on the people. Just like Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because we are hated for our love. We tell the truth. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. Folks, they go on and they say that I'm advocating violence against homosexuals and lesbians. Never done that. And for misrepresenting itself as a nonpartisan educational group, go to youcanruninternational.com. Check out the referrals from superintendents. Check out the referrals from principals, teachers, and students. Let them tell you. The group hosts a talk show on the Patriot, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and was suspended a few years ago. Question mark. Can't find that one. After a six-minute-long spiel mocking African-Americans, friends, I have a black guitar player in my band and a Hispanic singer. The state fair, his letter said, hosts many religious and political groups, and people aren't going to agree with all of them. That's democracy. Well, Michael, we're a republic. However, You Can Run But You Cannot Hide crosses the line by advocating violence and deliberately misrepresenting itself. The state fair bills itself as the great Minnesota get-together, and I believe Minnesotans will agree that this embarrassing and divisive organization should be excluded from the guest list. Wow, that's interesting, because when I look at these people, if you go to WorldNet Daily, you can actually see the video of the Muslims calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America, and that's what I said on the radio. But what happened is Rachel Maddow got involved, and what she did is she omitted a one-minute portion of my radio show. Yep, she did. See, in August of 2010, when she, Rachel Maddow, took a piece from one of my radio shows on May 15th, 2010, in which I made reference to how the Muslims were, and are, might I add, calling for the execution of homosexuals under Sharia law in America. So, see, folks, another thing is it's interesting, and this point is very interesting, that needs to be made here, because it's interesting that the Muslims advocate the execution of the homosexuals in America, and they stand by their practice, yet they have to be called into question for that which they advocate by the homosexuals. Isn't it interesting, in the state of Minnesota we have a Muslim, Keith Ellison, who is the chairperson for, I believe, LGBT, a lesbian homosexual organization. And yet they're calling for their execution. I don't understand what they don't understand. But MSNBC's Rachel Maddow took a radio clip from one of my shows and omitted a one-minute piece from the center of it, just like she did to George Zimmerman. MSNBC, folks, they do it all the time, and they're only encouraged to do it again because the people sit back and allow it. This is what she omitted, a one-minute portion from my radio show. She tried to turn it like I was the one calling for the execution of the homosexuals, when in fact I was doing just the exact opposite. This is what was omitted. And I continually reached out to the homosexual communities on this radio show, and I warned them which ones love. Here you have Obama condemning it behind the backs of the homosexuals, but to their face he's promoting it. He said, I did. I say that to my gay friends out there, the ones that are continually nitpicking everything that I say. Hollywood is promoting immorality, and the God of heaven in Jesus' name is warning you to flee from the wrath to come. Yet you have Muslims calling for your execution. She conveniently, MSNBC conveniently pulled that out of there. At the end of her fabricated and contrived report, Rachel then pulled up a disclaimer from our website that denounced her folly and then repeated our disclaimer in a disingenuous and insincere way. But that wasn't good enough for MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. They had to find someone that was advocating violence towards the homosexuals, because the homosexuals have to put themselves in a position of the victims. And what are they the victims of, friends? The law. On May 11th, 2000, a week and a half before the prayer that rocked the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, Rachel Maddow from MSNBC resurrects the same piece, pulls down the disclaimer on the second report, and then heightens her accusations. On air, she accused Michelle Bachmann, myself, and others of being, listen to this, being bloodthirsty and calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture war since Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays. See, friends, they don't care about the facts. They hate the truth. That's why they call them crimes against nature. They're at war with heaven. And let me tell you something. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. After her report came out from MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, I started to get death threats. The radical homosexuals took a picture of my house, and they posted it online. Then another group of radical homosexuals posted my physical address online. I then started to get emails like this. Listen carefully. Go to hell, loser. Go blank yourself. I hope you get raped someday. These are the emails that I was receiving. Ever come close to me and I will bash your so-called Christian blanking heads off. Why, Bradley? Here's another one. Now I'm going to have to kill you. I thought we were going to cut each other's hair and then have sex, but you stood me up. I'm so upset that I think I may just have to blow up your ministry instead. Goodbye forever. The letter of protest says, however, you can run, but you cannot hide, crosses the line by advocating violence and deliberately misrepresenting itself. No, friends, that's exactly what they just did. You can check this out on WorldNet Daily. Go on to commentary. George Soros, or Soros, whatever you want to call him, Soros, targets my ministry. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is Bradley Dean, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do, and I will talk to you on Monday. See ya. You can download as well.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.